Hi, I'm Phyllis from Belfast, and we're talking about mercury as being one of the toxins, but there are going to be many, many other toxins that will be dredged. And I wonder, first of all, I'm concerned about all the wildlife, including the fish, lobster, but we have nesting eagles, we have nesting other nesting birds, shorebirds, and I'm worried about the dredging materials and all the toxins that will be lifted in terms of how it will be hurting all the wildlife. And does the Army Corps have a list of all the toxins that will be harmful to all the wildlife that will that is in this area?
It's a great question.
If you'll look at our reports that are online, there is a list of contaminants that we tested for that is between the Corps and EPA. Is a suite of contaminants that are standard suites that we always look at before we would dispose of material. And it goes through a review process between the agencies, and it's also coordinated with other federal state agencies, and also the state of Maine has a chance to look at those also. So we did look at other contaminants besides just mercury. And they were all generally in the very low levels of contaminants. And again, you can look at those levels and our reports on the website. And I think the wildlife species. We did coordinate with the state of Maine about looking at wildlife species and what may be impacted in the area. Some of the state listed species of special concern. And the state looking at this project and the species, they didn't seem to have any concerns about the impacts that this project would have on those particular species. So we did coordinate with the state of Maine on those wildlife species.